Hello, Kyle. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. You know, Iowa, we are known for many, many things. Of course, corn and pigs. But unfortunately, we're known for radon as well.
Yes, we are. We have quite a high occurrence of radon in our state. And January is, I know we only have what, today is actually the last day? No.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's right. We're getting close. I don't know what day it is. January is National Radon Month, and so if you don't know what radon is, it's a radioactive gas that forms when radioactive metals break down in rock, soil, and groundwater. So it's a gas that you don't smell, you can't see it, it's colorless, tasteless, and it's harmful to people's health. So it's especially a big problem in people's houses or anything in other buildings, because if it doesn't have a place to go, you know, it gets trapped and then we breathe it in, and that in turn causes lung cancer. So.
Right. And we've seen an uptick in lung cancer cases in Iowa. In fact, we're one of the leading states in the entire nation for the rise in lung cancer cases. And so, you know, you can get the radon tests. They're not expensive. And then you might have to do some mediation in your home, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So you can get some radon test kits. The American Lung Association actually has a link where you can fill out some information and you can get one free test kit per address and try it out. If not, they're not too expensive, under $20, usually on like Amazon, or you can get them out at your local hardware stores and test them for your house. You just put them in there and leave them and check them and see what it says. And yeah, there's some mitigation that can be done. But
yeah, it's really, really prevalent. I know several people, several family members that have actually had tests done, and it comes back, it's above what it should be, and then that leads to those fan-type systems, the mediation systems that kind of blow it out, so to speak, out of your home. So it may require more than just the testing if you want to mediate it.
Absolutely. And then some people think, oh, it's only in old homes. That's not true. It can be, you know, you could have a new build that was built recently, or if you're in the process of building, you know, a new home, just make sure you get those tests done to see that you don't have radon in your house.
Yeah. So. In fact, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that new homes, actually, a lot of them have higher rates of radon because they're not vented as, you know, older homes. I live in an old home. It's drafty, right? I mean, you know, they're not sealed up quite as much. With the newer homes, they are really, you know, slapping on the extra siding and the extra insulation, and they're sealing up all those cracks and everything. And there are some higher levels in new home construction.
That's interesting. I had not heard that.
Well, you know, I'm here to help, really.
You're here to help, always. When people, it says, how does radon get inside? It says gaps and cracks in the foundations, joints connecting walls and floors, pipes, sumps, drains, walls, and other openings. So, yeah, the old homes probably have all those, you know, special charm where they could get in as opposed to those new homes.
It looks lived in, no doubt about it. There's no doubt about that.